name, Lord Jesus Christ, I speak.
奉主是圣灵在这边, 说话。
First and foremost, I give thanks to God for gathering our brothers and sisters here to study the doctrines of the one true church.
首先要感谢神能够将弟兄姐妹聚集在这里一起学习独一真教会的教义。
In fact, this doctrine is a very important doctrines of the church.
这个教义是教会里非常重要的一点。
We know how the true Jesus Church was first established.
我们知道基督教会是如何在一开始的时候成立的。
It is the Spirit who established the true church.
是由圣灵创立真教会。
So the church does not belong to anyone.
所以教会不是属于任何人的。
We are so fortunate and we are so blessed because we have been baptized into this one body of Christ, the true church of God.
我们很幸运,很有福气,我们能够经由受洗进入这个真教会,神的身体。
That is why we should always give thanks to God because now we are in this one true church.
所以我们要常常的感谢神,因为我们现在已经身在这个真教会里了。
The Bible says there is only one body.
圣经上说只有一个身体。
We turn to Colossians.
请看哥罗西书。
We read chapter 3.
哥罗西书第三章。
Colossians chapter 3 verse 15.
哥罗西书三章十五节。
Verse 15.
十五节。
And let the peace of God rule in your hearts, to which also you were called in one body, and be thankful.
十五节又要叫基督的平安在你们的心里做主，你们也为此蒙召归为一体。 且要存感谢的心。
We were called in one body.
我们是被蒙召归为一体的。And
my version says, and be thankful.
那我的圣经上的版本也说要常常感谢。
You know, because we have been chosen by God out of so many millions and millions of people in the world.
在全世界百亿人口当中，我们竟然被神拣选。
I think each time when we think about we being in the true church, the one true church of God, we should be thankful.
所以每当我们想到我们能够身为这个独一真教会中的一员，我们就要感谢。
So being thankful should, you know, energize us, you know, to spread the good news so that many more can come into this one body of Christ.
所以当我们感谢的时候，我们就更有能力想要把这个福音传出去，让更多的人来到。
I think this should be the right mindset to have, or we should adopt this kind of mindset.
所以我想我们应该要有这样的心态。
Because we have been chosen by God.
因为我们以蒙神拣选。
This is my mindset.
这是我的心态。
I don't look at myself more superior to others.
我没有把自己看作比别人更优秀。
Even when I'm amongst the non-believers,
即使我在未信者当中,
I have only one thing in my mind.
我心里只想着一件事,
that I should share the gospel with them.
我应该要分享这个福音。
I want them to come to know this gospel of salvation.
我要让他们知道这个救恩的福音。
So we being the members of the true Jesus Church.
所以我们是真教会，真耶稣教会中的一员。
So when we are amongst our friends, our colleagues, or when we are out with the church.
所以当我们在外面跟朋友或者是同事在一起的时候。
I guess we need to have this kind of mindset as well.
我们也需要有这样的心态。
Because we have been chosen and our mission is to spread the good tidings to them.
我们已经被蒙拣选，那我们的任务就是要将这个福音传给他们。
I believe in this way, our faith in the true church and in the doctrine of the church will grow.
我相信若有这样的心态，我们的信心就是相信独一真教会的信心就会更坚固。
Because this is the church chosen by God.
因为这是神所拣选的教会。
And we have a duty to let the whole world know about it.
我们有责任让全世界都知道。
But we must be very cautious at the same time.
但是同时我们要非常的小心。
Not to become like one of them.
不要变成他们当中的一个。
And you know, this caution is not about being boastful.
这样的小心并不是说变得很骄傲。
Rather is, you know, trying to help ourselves and to help others, you know, to come to believe in the gospel of salvation.
而是帮助别人，也帮助自己来相信这个得救的福音。
So now, before I talk about the one true church, I think there are some terms and phrases or description in the Old Testament scriptures that we need to first look at them more closely.
那在我开始讲解读经真教会的时候，我想要先跟大家仔细的看一下旧约当中的几个词汇。
You know, when we talk about the Old Testament scriptures, yeah, according to Peter, the prophet, you know, were inquiring about the salvation that would come.
当我们在看旧约的时候，我们知道彼得。 他曾经说过这些先知，他们曾经问到这个救恩。
We turn to 1 Peter. Yeah.
请看彼得前书。
Please turn to 1 Peter.
彼得前书。
We read chapter 1.
第一章。
1 Peter chapter 1.
彼得前书第一章。
We read verse 10.
第十节。
And verse 11. Yeah. Verse 10 to verse 12.
彼得前书一章10到12节。
Verse 10.
第十节,
of this salvation, the prophets have inquired and searched carefully who prophesied to the grace that would come to you.
第十节,论到这救恩,那一先说你们要得恩典的众先知,早已详细地寻求考察。
Verse 11.
十一节,
searching what or what manner of time the Spirit of Christ who was in them was indicating when he testified beforehand the sufferings of Christ and the glories that would follow.
十一节就是考察在他们心里基督的灵预先证明基督受苦难后来得荣耀是指着什么时候并怎样的时候。
Verse 12.
第十二节,
to them it was revealed that not to themselves but to us they were ministering the things which now have been reported to you through those who have preached the gospel to you by the Holy Spirit sent from heaven, things which angels desire to look into.
第十二节,他们得了启示,知道他们所传讲的一切事,不是为自己,乃是为你们,那靠着从天上差来的圣灵传福音给你们的人,现在将这些事报给你们。
Verse 10 talks about the salvation that would come.
第十节讲到那会到来的救恩,
would come to us, meaning the early church and the latter church.
会来到我们这边表示指说会来到早期的使徒教会以及我们,
you find that here Peter says the prophet have inquired and searched carefully into this matter.
我们看到彼得在这里说，众先知早已详细地寻求考察这件事。
You find the Old Testament scriptures consist of many prophecies.
我们知道在旧约有很多的预言。
So many of them actually point to salvation, to the work of Christ, and obviously the church, because we are part of the church.
那很多的预言其实指的就是救恩，然后基督的作为，还有教会。
Right. So when you look at the Old Testament scriptures,
所以当我们看旧约的经文的时候,
you find that many parts of the scriptures are about the church, the end time true church.
你会看到旧约中很多的经文都是在讲教会, 特别是末世的真教会。
Hopefully, you know, today we can share some example based on the Old Testament scriptures.
那希望今天我们可以在旧约当中可以提出一些证明。
Now, the church, according to Paul, according to Acts of the Apostles, yeah.
教会根据保罗所说，根据在使徒行传所言。
We turn to chapter 20.
我们请看使徒行传第二十章。
Acts chapter 20.
使徒行传二十章。
We read verse 28.
二十八节。
20 verse 28.
使徒行传二十章二十八节。
Therefore, take heed to yourself and to all the flock among which the Holy Spirit has made you overseers, to shepherd the church of God which he purchased with his own blood.
28节, 圣灵立你们做全群的监督, 你们就当为自己谨慎, 也为全群谨慎, 牧养神的教会, 就是他用自己血所买来的。
Here it talks about the church of God.
这边讲到神的教会。
The church of God is purchased by the blood of Jesus Christ.
神的教会是用基督耶稣自己的血所买来的。
We know that this redemption takes place in baptism.
我们知道这样的救赎是在洗礼的当中发生。
So the baptism must be correct in order to generate this efficacy.
洗礼必须要用正确的方式才能够有这样的功效。
So anyone who wants to be in the true church of God, in the church of God, then he or she must be baptized correctly.
所以任何人想要在神的教会，在真的教会里，就必须接受正确的洗礼方式。
Because we believe that with the presence of the Holy Spirit in baptism, the forgiveness of sin will come about.
因为我们相信在洗礼当中有圣灵的同在见证。
Then a person would be ushered into the body of Christ. He would be enjoined into the body of Christ. Today we thank God we know that the true Jesus Church baptism is accurate, is according to the scriptures.
那我们感谢神，我们知道今天真耶稣教会的洗礼是根据圣经，是正确的。
That's why we must have faith in our own belief.
所以我们必须要对我们的信仰有信心。
And God also magnified His power in baptism.
神也在洗礼当中展现他的大能。
To confirm to us that the baptism that we administer is correct.
向我们确认说我们所施行的洗礼是正确的。
So this is my faith in the teaching of the church.
所以这是我。
Today I come into the true church not because I have given a lump sum of money to the church or whatever.
今天我来到真教会并不是因为我有,
because I have been baptized into the church.
是因为我经由洗礼进入教会。
You find that church and baptism are inseparable.
你会发现教会跟洗礼是不可分割的。
I cannot be part of the church if I have not been baptized correctly.
如果我没有经由正确的洗礼，我没有办法成为教会的一部分。
I think this is a concept that we need to bear in mind.
我想这是我们心里要牢记的一个观念。
We turn to Psalms.
我们请看诗篇。
Psalms 74.
诗篇第74篇。
The book of Psalms, chapter 74.
诗篇, 74篇.
Read verse 2.
我们请看第二节。
Chapter 74, verse 2.
诗篇, 74篇第二节。
Remember your congregation which you have purchased of old, the tribe of your inheritance which you have redeemed. This Mount Zion where you have dwelt.
第二节。 求你纪念你古时所得来的会众，就是你所属做你产业支派的，并纪念你向来所居住的锡安山。
We always say that Zion prefigures the church or is a reference to the church.
我们常说锡安预表着教会。
Now if you look at the verse here,
如果您看这一节,
here it says that, you know, this Zion is a place where God dwelt.
如果您看这一节，他是说到锡安是你向来所居住的。
And Zion is also redeemed by God.
而且锡安也是经由神所赎回来的。
Is the inheritance of God.
是神的产业。
It's like a congregation which God has purchased in the ancient time.
那古时候神所赎来的会众。
So quite clearly, here is a reference to the church.
所以很清楚的，这边表示教会。
You find that this idea, Mount Zion, is scattered all over the Old Testament scriptures.
你会发现在旧约的经文当中，常常有这样锡安山的观念。
It does not refer to a physical mountain. It refers to a group of people whom God has purchased.
这个锡安山并不是表示这个物质世界实际上的山，而是一群人用神的宝血所赎来的。
Please turn to Isaiah chapter 51.
请看以赛亚书第51章。
Isaiah chapter 51.
以赛亚书第51章。
We read verse 16.
51章第16节。
Isaiah chapter 51 verse 16.
以赛亚书51章16节。
And I put my words in your mouth, I have covered you with the shadow of my hand, that I may plant the heavens, lay the foundation of the earth, and said to Zion, you are my people.
16节, 我将我的话传给你, 用我的手影遮蔽你, 为要裁定诸天，立定地基, 又对锡安说, 你是我的百姓。
Now, the first part of the verse talks about, you know, the power and the wonder of God in creation.
在这一节的前半段讲到神在创造的大能。
Here we find that the focus, yeah, the universe is so vast, the focus of God is on Mount Zion.
那你发现这个宇宙多么的大，但是神却将重点放在这个锡安。
And he said to Zion, you are my people.
他又对锡安说, 你是我的百姓。
It's like God has excluded all the other nations.
就好像神排除了其他所有的国。
He only looks at Mount Zion, his people.
他只专注看在这个锡安，就是他的百姓。
Because Zion has been redeemed by God.
因为锡安已经为神所赎来了。
Likewise, today we are the church. We have been bought by the blood of Jesus Christ.
就像我们今天教会，我们是由神的宝血，基督的宝血所买来。
So the entire focus of God is on us.
所以神的所有专注力就在我们身上。
So we must be thankful to Him. We have to be thankful to Him.
所以我们必须要向他感谢。
Because we are His children.
因为我们是他的百姓。
We turn to Hebrews.
我们请看希伯来书。
Please turn to Hebrews chapter 12.
希伯来书第12章。
Hebrews chapter 12.
希伯来书第12章,
we read verse 22.
第22节,
Hebrews chapter 12, verse 22.
希伯来书12章22节,
but you have come to Mount Zion and to the city of the living God, the heavenly Jerusalem, to an innumerable company of angels.
22节, 你们乃是来到锡安山，永生神的城邑，就是天上的耶路撒冷，那里有千万的天使。
Verse 23.
23节,
to the general assembly and church of the firstborn who are registered in heaven, to God the judge of all, to the spirit of just men made perfect.
23节, 有名录在天上诸长子之会所共聚的总会, 有审判众人的神和成全之一人的灵魂。
Verse 24.
24节,
to Jesus, the mediator of the new covenant, and to the blood of sprinkling that speaks better things than that of Abel.
24节, 并新约的中保耶稣以及所洒的血，这血所说的比亚伯的血所说的更美。
Verse 22 talks about Mount Zion. Yeah?
22节讲到锡安山,
the city of the living God,
神的诚意,
the heavenly Jerusalem,
以及天上的耶路撒冷,
Mount Zion, according to Hebrews here, is the church of the firstborn. The Chinese says, is the congregation of the firstborn.
那锡安山在这边, 是说到是,
23节,
哦, 23节讲到是长子之会所共聚的总会。
In the English version, is the church of the firstborn.
那在英文的翻译是说是长子的教会。
You know, after baptism, we all belong to God.
我们知道在洗礼之后，我们都是属于神的人。
In the Old Testament time, the firstborn must be given to God because the firstborns belongs to God.
那在旧约的时代，这个长子必须要献给神，因为长子本来就是属于神的。
Today, having been purchased by the blood of Jesus, we are of God.
今天我们被为神的血所赎，所以我们属于神。
That's why the Bible says we are the church of the firstborn.
所以在这边圣经上说，我们是长子的教会。
Or the Chinese says what? The congregations of the firstborn. Yeah, the church of the firstborn is more accurate.
中文圣经是说长子智慧所共聚的总会，但是其实长子的教会这样子更为正确。
So Mount Zion is the church of the firstborn.
所以锡安山是长子的教会。
Or we say the city of the living God is also the church.
那我们也说到永生神的城邑也是教会。
Because in verse 22 there are three separate descriptions, if you like, yeah, mentioned in verse 22.
22节用三个不同的名词来形容
Mount Zion,
锡安山,
the city of the living God,
永生神的诚意,
and the heavenly Jerusalem.
以及天上的耶路撒冷,
so we know that all this description of phrases point to the church of God.
我们知道这三个名词都是在指向教会。
So when you read the Old Testament scriptures,
所以当你读圣经的时候,
when you come across like the city of God,
当你看到神的诚意,
or the city of the living God,
或者是永生神的城,
and you know that this is a reference to the church,
您就要记得这个是指的是教会。
Okay, let's give you an example. Yeah.
我们来看一个例子。
We turn to Psalms.
我们看诗篇,
chapter 46.
诗篇第46篇。
Psalms chapter 46.
诗篇第46篇。
We read verse 4. Yeah?
第四节,
chapter 46, verse 4.
诗篇46篇第四节,
there is a river whose streams shall make glad the city of God, the holy place of the tabernacle of the Most High.
第四节, 有一道河, 这河的分岔使神的城欢喜, 这城就是至高者居住的圣所。
Here it talks about the city of God.
这边讲到神的城,
and this city is like, you know, being nourished by the rivers of God.
那这个城是受神的,
and the holy place of the tabernacle of the Most High is in the city.
So
when we read this kind of passage or passages, we know that it's a reference, yeah, to the church.
It
says the church of God has the Spirit, the abiding presence of the Spirit.
所以这个教会呢, 有神的灵同在,
and obviously has the presence of God in the church.
那既然有神的灵,
now, back to Hebrews chapter 12. Yeah?
我们回到希伯来书第十二章。
Hebrews chapter 12.
希伯来书第十二章。
We look at verse 22.
我们看到第22节。
Here it also mentions the heavenly Jerusalem.
这边也讲到第二个名词，就是天上的耶路撒冷。
We know that this is also a reference, yeah, to the church.
我们知道这个也指的是教会。
I think Paul talks about this idea as well. Yeah?
我想保罗有讨论过这样的观念。
We turn to Galatians.
我们看加拉太书。
We turn to Galatians chapter 4.
加拉太书第四章。
Please turn to Galatians chapter 4.
加拉太书第四章。
Verse 26.
第26节。
But the Jerusalem above, yeah, that is from heaven, is free,
但那在,
which is the mother of us all.
26节。 但那在上的耶路撒冷是自主的, 祂是我们的母。
We know that here Paul talks about Sarah, yeah, the lawful wife of Abraham.
那我们知道这边保罗他讲的是亚伯拉罕的妻子就是撒拉。
So according to Paul, she is the Jerusalem above.
根据保罗, 这个撒拉她就是 在上的耶路撒冷,
because she has given birth to a child of promised. Today we are the children of promise. Just like Isaac was. That's why you know that whenever this phrase is mentioned, it's a reference to the church.
所以当我们看到耶路撒冷,
I think in Revelation, it also mentioned that. Yeah?
我想, 其实在启示录当中也有提及。
We turn to chapter 21.
启示录第21章。
Revelations chapter 21.
启示录第二十一章。
We read verse 2.
第二节。
Chapter 21, verse 2.
二十一章第二节。
Then I, John, saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband.
第二节，我又看见圣城新耶路撒冷由神那里从天而降，预备好了。就如新妇装饰整齐，等候丈夫。
We know that the church is the bride of Christ.
我们知道教会就是基督的新妇。
Here it says that yeah, this holy city or New Jerusalem coming down out of heaven is the bride of Christ who has prepared herself, who is ready to be married to Jesus Christ.
那我们这边看到第二节所说。他看见圣城新耶路撒冷由神那里从天而降，预备好了，就如新妇装饰整齐，等候丈夫。
We turn back to Hebrews.
我们再回到希伯来书。
Hebrews, we read chapter 12 again.
希伯来书第十二章。
Hebrews chapter 12.
希伯来书第十二章。
We read just how we read 24, yeah.
我们来看第二十四节。
Here it talks about the blood of Jesus.
这边讲到耶稣的血。
It seems to us that you know within the body of Christ, the blood of Jesus is there.
对我们来说，在基督的身体里面，那个血在那里。
Now today, if you think about baptism, yeah.
今天当你想想看洗礼的时候。
You know that.When we are baptized,
当我们受洗的时候
we are baptized into Christ. Yeah.
我们是受洗进入了基督的身体
According to Paul,
根据保罗
because we are in Christ,
因为我们在基督里
we have this forgiveness of sin through His blood.
我们经由他的血使罪得赦
That's why we believe that, you know, in baptism, when we baptize those who believe, yeah, they are baptized into Christ.
所以我相信当我们施洗的时候他们是经由施洗进入了基督。
And forgiveness of sin will take place.
在洗礼的当下赦罪同行致行。
We read Ephesians.
我们请看以弗所书。
Ephesians chapter 1.
以弗所书第一章。
Again, I think the Chinese is not very clear. Okay.
我想这边我要讲的这一节中文翻译没有很正确。
We look at the English version.
我们来看英文的翻译。
Verse 7.
第七节。
It's Ephesians, not Zephaniah.
以弗所书。
Ephesians chapter 1.
以弗所书第一章。
Okay, now verse 7, yeah?
第七节
look at the English.
我们来看英文的翻译。
It said in him, meaning in Jesus.
他一开头讲到 in him, 就表示说在耶稣里。
But I think the Chinese says, 我们借这爱子的血 it's like rely on the blood of Jesus. I think it's slightly different.
但是中文说借这爱子好像是依靠这爱子其实跟英文不大一样。
In him, meaning,You need to first gain access into Christ in order to have this forgiveness of sin.
那英文翻译说 ，in Him， 在他里面表示说，你必须要进入耶稣里面，才能够有这样的赦罪。
How can we be in Him？
那我们要怎么样在他里面呢
？The Bible says we are baptized into Him, into Christ.
那圣经上讲说，我们要经由洗礼，能够进入基督里。
And therefore, we have redemption through His blood, the forgiveness of sin.
因此，我们才能够得蒙救赎，经由他的血。
So today, if you talk about the blood of Christ,
所以今天当我们讲到基督的宝血
，the blood of Christ is in the with the church of God in the spiritual sense.
那就属灵上讲，基督的血就是在教会里。
Because we have the Holy Spirit.
因为我们有圣灵。
That's why we believe that, you know, the church is like a living organism that grows and expands.
所以我相信教会其实是个像活的生物，它会成长，然后会拓展。
Because the Spirit of God is here.
因为神的灵在这里。
So if you go to a church,
如果今天您去一个教会
，and the church perform baptism,
那这个教会施洗
，you find that you know the blood of Jesus will not be there because the Spirit is not there.
你会发现基督的血不在那里，因为他的灵不在那里。
Today we are so blessed.
今天我们非常的有福气。
The Spirit is here with us.
灵在这里与我们同在。
That's why we believe that this is the true church, and also the blood of Jesus is present.
所以我们相信这是个真教会，然后它的宝血也在这里。
Okay, we turn to Colossians, yeah, chapter 1.
我们来看哥罗西书第一章。
Colossians chapter 1.
哥罗西书第一章。
We read verse 14, yeah.
第十四节。
And again, I think the, this one is more accurate, yeah.The Chinese one is more accurate.
那这一节中文的翻译还比较正确一点。
我们在爱子里 ，meaning in, in the Son.
中文是说我们在爱子里面，这边的翻译跟英文比较相似。
So in whom, mean in Jesus, we have redemption through His blood, the forgiveness of sin.
他这边说到在爱子里，就是在耶稣里，我们得蒙救赎。
So if we are not baptized correctly, if we have not been baptized into Christ, then there's no forgiveness of sin.
如果我们没有经由正确的洗礼进入基督，我们就没有被救赎了。
That's why we believe that, you know, an efficacious baptism and a baptism with the effect to forgive sins must come from the body of Christ, the church of God.
所以我相信如果要这个洗礼有功效能够赦罪必须要从基督的身体里面做。
So someone must be sent by the church from the true church of God.
所以这个施洗的人必须要从神的真教会里派出来的。
Because the church of God has the Spirit.
因为神的教会有圣灵。
There is only one body.
那只有一个身体。
So if the Spirit is here,
如果灵在这里
we cannot say that the Spirit is also in another body. No, not possible.
那不可能，我们不可能说这个灵也在另外一个身体里，那是不可能的事。
My Spirit is in my body.
我的灵在我的身体里。
I cannot say to you, my spirit is also in your body.
我不能说我的灵也在你的身体里面。
That is not accurate.
那不是正确的。
Since there is only one body,
既然只有一个身体
and one spirit,
只有一个灵
if the spirit is here,
如果这个灵在这里
then we are the only one.
那我们就是唯一的啦。
Is that not true?
不是对，不是吗？
Okay, now think about this.
好，我们现在想一个。
You know the spirit is limitless.
我们知道灵是无限量的。
You know, Paul said one spirit is like saying that there is only one, even though the spirit is limitless.
保罗说只有一个灵，即使这个灵是无限量，但是保罗只说只有一个灵。
But to help us understand that this one spirit actually lives in this one body.
那帮助我们了解的话，这个灵是住在这一个身体里。
You know, if you try to stretch our imagination, no matter how we think, we cannot quantify the spirit.
我们无论用我们的想象力如何的想象，我们也没有办法把这个灵给量化。
You find that Paul was given wisdom from God.
你会发现保罗是从神那里得来的智慧，能够了解这一点。
He explained to us in a very simple way.
他用一个很简单的方式向我们解释。
One spirit.
只有一个灵。
One body.
一个身体。
First Corinthians.
我们来看哥林多前书。
Chapter 12.
第十二章。
First Corinthians chapter 12.
哥林多前书第十二章。
We read verse 13, yeah?
第十三节。
First Corinthians chapter 12 verse 13.
哥林多前书十二章十三节。
For by one spirit, we are all baptized into one body.
好，第十三节，我们不拘是，我们直接看后半段，都从一位圣灵受洗，成了一个身体。
One spirit.
这边说到一位圣灵
baptizes us into this one body, one only.
将我们受洗，让我们成了一个身体一部分。
So here I think is very clear telling us that there is only one body, one church, one church of God.
所以这边其实讲得很清楚，只有一个身体，也就是只有一个神的教会。
Now, we come back to the defining some of the term and phrases in the Old Testament.
我们再回到为旧约当中的一些名词下定义。
So we know that the city of God is a reference to the church.
我们知道神的城表示教会。
Zion, refers to the church.
锡安也是教会。
Or heavenly Jerusalem is a reference to the church.
或者是当提到天上的耶路撒冷也是指教会。
Jacob also represents the community of faith.
有时候当提到雅各也是指信仰团体。
We turn to, Isaiah.
我们请看以赛亚书。
We read chapter 5.
以赛亚书第五章。
Verse 7. Yeah?
第七节。
Verse 7.
第七节。
Now, for the vineyard of the Lord of hosts is the house of Israel, or the house of Jacob. Yeah? And the men of Judah are his pleasant plant. He looked for justice, but behold, oppressions. For righteousness, but behold, a cry for help.
以赛亚书五章七节，万军之主神的葡萄园就是以色列家，他所喜爱的树就是犹大人，他指望的是公平，谁知道有暴虐，指望的是公义，谁知道有冤声。
Here it says that this house, this vineyard of the Lord is the house of Israel, or the house of Jacob.
这边讲到万军之神的葡萄园就是以色列家，或者我们也可以说是雅各的家。
And the men of Judah are his pleasant plant.
那他所喜爱的树就是犹大人。
You know, Judah in Psalms is a reference to Mount Zion.
我们知道在诗篇当中，当提到犹大人，指的就是锡安。
We turn to chapter 78 of Psalms.
我们请看诗篇第七十八篇。
Psalms chapter 78.
诗篇第七十八篇。
We read verse 68.
我们请看第六十八节。
Chapter 78, verse 68.
诗篇第七十八篇第六十八节。
But chose the tribe of Judah, Mount Zion, which he loved.
六十八节，却拣选犹大支派，他所喜爱的锡安山。
Now Judah is Zion.
所以犹大就是指的锡安山。
And so Zion is the church of God.
那锡安又指的是神的教会。
So, you know, that's why we can say, yeah, the house of Israel, the house of Jacob or Judah is a reference to the church.
所以我们可以说以色列家、雅各家或者是犹大的家就是指教会。
You know, sometimes Zion and Jerusalem are used interchangeably.
我们知道其实有时候锡安或者是耶路撒冷常常 交替使用。
We turn to Zechariah.
我们请看撒加利亚。
Zechariah.
撒加利亚书。
We look at, chapter 8.
撒加利亚书第八章。
Zechariah chapter 8.
撒加利亚书第八章。
We read verse 3.
第三节。
Chapter 8, verse 3.
撒加利亚书第八章三节。
Thus says the Lord, I will return to Zion and dwell in the midst of Jerusalem. Jerusalem shall be called the city of truth, the mountain of the Lord of hosts, the holy mountain.
第三节。主神如此说，我现在回到锡安，要住在耶路撒冷中。耶路撒冷必称为诚实的城，万军之主神的山必称为圣山。
Zion is stated.
这边说到锡安。
Jerusalem.
以及耶路撒冷。
The mountain of the Lord of hosts.
万军之主神的山。
And the holy mountains.
以及这个圣山。
There are the references to the church.
这边这几个名词指的都是指教会。
So when you read the Old Testament scriptures,
所以当您读旧约的经文的时候
when you come across these phrases, then you know that they refers to the community of faith.
当您看到这几个名词，就要记得这边指的是信仰的团体。
Otherwise, if you don't make sense of, you don't define these phrases, then you know when you read the, you know certain part of the scriptures, you may not be able to make sense of your reading.
所以，如果您不先将这些名词下定义的话，当您在读这些经文的时候，会觉得。看不大懂。
I'll give you an example. Yeah.
再给您看一个例子。
Isaiah chapter 25.
以赛亚书第25章。
Please turn to Isaiah chapter 25.
请看以赛亚书第25章。
We read verse 6.
请看第六节。
Verse 6.
And
here it mentioned in this mountain, yeah, the Lord of hosts will, you know, will do some miraculous deeds. Verse 6 says, in this mountain.
第六节这边讲到，在这山上，万军之神会做一些奇妙的事。
Now what is he going to do?
那他要做什么呢?
Verse 7, yeah.
第七节,
he will destroy on this mountain the surface of the covering cast over the people. And the veil that is spread over all nations.
第七节，他又必在这山上除灭遮盖万民之物和遮蔽万国蒙脸的帕子。
What is this veil here?
那这个帕子指的是什么呢?
Verse 8 explains. Yeah?
第八节解释道,
he will swallow up death forever.
他会吞灭死亡直到永远。
You find that this death is cast over the entire earth.
你发现这个死亡由
How can this death be destroyed?
这个死亡要如何被吞灭呢?
According to the New Testament,
根据新约,
it is Jesus who has defeated death.
就是耶稣他战胜了死亡。
Today, how can we allow Jesus to destroy death for us?
我们今天要如何让耶稣为我们战胜死亡呢?
Must come to his mountain, the church of God.
就要从他的圣山, 就是神的教会里出。
That's why the Bible says that the church of God shall prevail over the gates of Hades.
所以圣经上说，神的教会会战胜阴间。
So when we talk about the church,
所以当我们讲到教会的时候,
it's not just a social organization.
不是只是世上的一个机构。
We are talking about the authority of God with this group of people who can destroy death.
我们讲的是神的权柄跟这群人同在，然后可以战胜死亡。
So in this mountain, death shall be swallowed up.
所以在这个圣山上，这个死亡会被吞灭。
That's why today we have this hope of resurrection in the future.
所以我们今天才有将来复活的希望。
And we believe that if we keep ourselves in God, we hold on to our faith, we shall see His face eventually.
我们相信，只要我们坚守我们的信仰，我们将来就会见到他的面。
Because death has been destroyed in this mountain for us.
因为死亡已经在这山上为了我们所吞灭了。
Should we not be thankful to God?
我们岂不要向神至上最诚挚的感谢吗?
We should always give thanks to God. In every prayer, when we kneel down to pray, we should give thanks to God because we are in the true Jesus Church.
每当我们跪下祷告的时候，我们真的就要好好感谢神，因为我们在真耶稣教会里面。
Because death has no, the clutches of death has no power over us.
因为死亡没有立足之地，没有办法管辖我们。
Because we have been set free by the power of God in the mountain.
因为我们在圣山上，因为神的能力已得自由。
You know, I think for those who were born into the church.
我想在教会里出生长大的。
We have heard this so many times from the early workers. They always, you know, told us this.
我们从前辈常常听到这样的教导与道理。
So this is the church that can destroy death.
我们常常听到前辈说，这是教会可以吞灭死亡。
So we give thanks to God for that.
所以我们感谢神，我们听过这样的道理。
And it's true.
是真的。
You know, if you have a chance to go to pioneer area.
如果您有机会到开拓区。
We preach to Christians.
我们会跟基督徒来传教。We
are not preaching to non-Christians. We preach to Christians.
我们专门向基督徒传教。
Thank God by the power of God, they came to the true Jesus Church.
然后感谢因为神的能力，他们来到真耶稣教会。
Sometimes we ask them.
有时候我会问他们。
Why do you come to the true Jesus Church?
你为什么来到真耶稣教会呢？
They'll tell us, oh, because the church has the truth.
他会告诉我们，哦，因为这个教会有真理。
The Holy Spirit is with the church.
有圣灵同在。
That's why they are here.
所以他们会在这里。
So we need to have faith in our own church.
所以我们必须要对我们的教会有信心。
Let me say something before we take a break.
我们在下课之前先跟您分享一件事情。
We know that today there are so many challenging questions posed against our belief.
我们知道在现今呢有很多对我们的信仰有很多挑战的问题。
Sometimes, to be honest, even I myself, yeah, I'm not able to answer.
你说实话，有时候连我都不知该如何回答。
But I will not, you know, turn my back on my church, on Jesus Christ.
但是我却不会背弃基督耶稣。
Because I know that this is the true church.
因为我知道这是真教会。
I know that answer will be provided.
我知道这个答案终有一天会被揭晓。
It's only a matter of time.
只是时间的问题。
So if you have this understanding,
所以如果您有这样的了解
，and continue to hold on to the belief.
然后继续坚守我们的信仰
and search into the scriptures,
考察圣经
or consult the workers of God,
或者是与神的工人讨论
you will get an answer.
你就会得到答案
You know, once you got the answer,
当你得到答案的时候
your faith will become stronger.
你的信心就会更坚强
Now, because now you have what? A solid foundation.
因为你已经有坚固的根基了
You come to believe not because you just listen to so and so.
你来相信这个信仰并不是因为听到谁谁谁说什么什么。
You come to believe because you have reasoned it out for yourself.
你来相信是因为你自己思考过这个信仰。
This kind of faith is strong.
这样的信仰才是强
壮的。We are not afraid of questions.
我们不怕任何的问题。
But what we are afraid of is that, you know, we like, you know, many people turn their back on their beliefs.
我们所要害怕的是很多人他会背弃他的信仰。
Because they are challenged, they cannot answer the question, and therefore they said, oh, the TJC is not the true church.
因为他们被挑战然后不知道该如何回答然后就说真耶稣教会不是真的。
The Bible says,
但是圣经上说
the wisdom of God is in the church.
神的智慧是在教会里。
We turn to Ephesians.
我们请看以弗所书。
Chapter 3.
第三章。
Ephesians chapter 3.
以弗所书第三章。
We read verse 10.
我们请看第十节。
Chapter 3 verse 10.
以弗所书三章十节。
To the intent that now the manifold wisdom of God might be made known by the church to the principalities and powers in the heavenly places.
以弗所书三章十节，我要借着教会使天上执政的掌权的现在得知神百般的智慧。
The manifold wisdom of God shall be made known by the church.
就是现在神百般的智慧会借着教会让人知道。
God has given us wisdom.
神已经给我们智慧了。
The truth, the manifold wisdom is with the church.
神百般的智慧是跟着教会在一起的。
So when you face with a question that you cannot answer.
所以当你面对没有办法回答的问题的时候
So you should search for an answer and at the same time continue to pray to God.
你应该在寻找答案的时候同一时间向神祷告。
This is my experience.
这是我的经验。
When I got the answer,
当我得到答案的时候
I know that my faith has become stronger.
我知道我的信仰更强壮。
The joy within me is immense.
那当我那个时候，我的喜悦是无法形容的。
Because I know that this is true.
因为我知道这是真的。
The truth is with the church.
真理是在教会里。
No one can defeat the truth.
没有人可以打败真理。
We say a silent prayer.
我们一起默祷。